Fred Film Radio. I'm Matt Micucci from the 2016 Sarajevo Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined once again, like every year, by the head of industry, Jovan Marjanović. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hi, Matt. It's a pleasure to see you again.
Yes, and we just caught you, really. You don't have, you're giving us a bit of time, but you are very busy, and so I thank you very much for that. And the first question, of course, is the obligatory question. Just to tell our listeners a little bit about just an overview of what's happening during the course of these days.
Well, today is pretty much the first day of what we call the CineLink Industry Days program. We've started with our, by now, already flagship program for documentaries called the Documentary Rapkat Boutique, which we do with the Balkan Documentary Center from Sofia, Bulgaria. They have a lovely selection of about five documentaries in Rafkat stage, who has been working since this morning with different commissioning editors and other mentors on their material. Long sessions, 3 hours, really biting into this material, trying to make it into better final cuts, into better films. They will be working for the next 3 days and then show like 20 minutes experts to the other guests interested in documentary films, and that can actually help the films get out there, of course. Tomorrow we start with the works in progress. We have a selection of 10 features, brilliant, from not just from the region. This is a bit of a wider scope that we have here.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's a film from Iran, one film from Israel, Palestine, from Qatar, Tunisia, and of course Romania and Macedonia and the countries, Turkey, the countries, the traditional Southeast European focus that the Sarajevo Film Festival has. Also coming tomorrow and basically preparing for the one-on-one meetings are the projects in development. Have a great selection of 15 projects, features in both early and kind of final stages of development and financing. So, you know, something for the attending producers to get involved with for a longer or a shorter period, depending on what they can bring into the mix. They will be having one-on-one meetings on Wednesday and on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Other than that, brand new selection, CineLink Drama, 6 projects for TV drama series by proven film talent from this part of the world. New projects for a drama series by Dani Stanović, by Ognjen Svilicic, Radivoj Raša Andrić, another famous film director from Serbia. Then there's the True Stories Market, another new strand, and the avant premiere trailers. So plenty of things for different people from the business, different professionals, aimed at different phases of the value chain, in order to paint, let's say, a larger picture of what the industry in this part of the world is and how it can work with the rest of Europe.
That's fantastic. Every year I come here, there's always something new. There's always something new in the industry section. How many people actually attend these industry days every year? How many are attending right now?
We're expecting up to 1,000 professionals to take part in the programs from today until Saturday, in all these different strands. There are some people who cover a number of activities, others who are here specifically for one or two of them. We try to, you know, have all of them basically have a program relevant to all of them. It is difficult, but let's say the word holistic has been our buzzword.
Yeah.
By preparing the program, and we really hope that we achieved it. So I'm looking forward to, you know, hearing on Saturday how did it finally work. So
yeah,
maybe
we
can speak later as well.
And of course, tending for to the future of the industry in the region, but with Talent Sarajevo as well.
Absolutely, yeah. Talent Sarajevo. Well, the integration between the industry program and the talent program has been another feature in our way of working things, making this program happen, and basically everything that's happening in the industry section in Hotel Europe is open to the talents, and we want to really see a stronger link there. By now already famous talents Sarajevo Pack and Pitch section, which is basically pitching five or six projects by the most most exciting projects among the talents, will be taking place in the flagship venue here in Hotel Europe. Nothing else will be overlapping with it, so it's really going to be one of the central stages this time around.
I take this opportunity to tell our listeners to check out the interviews that we still have to record that will be with the critics of the Talents Campus, so that's pretty cool. Check them out. Program panel-wise, that I was looking at the program, there's one thing that caught my eye, and it has to do with something, a hot topic in recent times, and that is VR. One of the interesting things from this year's program of the panels.
Yeah. Well, the VR program is, again, a program done between the Talents and the industry program. At some point somebody said, well, it's not interesting for anybody below age of 40. So that was kind of funny. So I think the Talents program has taken over this this section, yeah. Apparently. So
it's a young festival.
It is. And the good thing about it is that it's not only about VR this time around for us. We found VR to be an interesting kind of topic to maybe bridge between two communities. And we are doing, other than making it between the Talents and the industry program within the Sarajevo Film Festival, we are doing this one in collaboration with a startup hub called Networks that houses like a number of companies in high-tech startup here in Sarajevo. So it's more about bringing these two communities together, the classic film storytelling community with more of kind of startup-y IT people who are maybe into gaming, apps, and different kind of storytelling through multimedial ways. And I think it's more important on that level that we're going to have these two communities mingle together during the festival. Yeah.
Well, I know that you're very busy, Jovan. We got a good overview of what's happening in the industry days, and I thank you very much for being with us and talking with us about it.
Perfect. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you very much. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.